We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. And we are beginning on the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanon, two lines from the bottom. Zog the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. It says in the Pasuk of Parashas Bahalo Yischa, Vahi bin Tzoya Oroin Vayyem Moshe. And the Brisa says, Parashas Zu Aseila Akaris Baruch Hu Simoni Yisrael Ma'il V'lamata. In the Sefer Torah, there are simonim before Vahi bin Tzoya and afterwards. There's a backwards nun before the Vahi bin Tzoya and after Vahi bin Tzoya Aron, after the parasha. This parasha, like we learned before, is 85 letters, this parasha, and it's the minimum amount for Sefer Torah, like to give a Kedusha Sefer Torah, we learned from this before. But this parasha in Parashat Bahalo Yischa has an inverted nun in front of it and after the parasha. The parasha goes, Vahi bin Tzoya Aron, Vahi Moshe, Kuma Hashem, Vahi Tzoya Vecha, Vinusim, Vesenechum, Vinecha, Vinucha Yoymar, Shuva Hashem, Rivois, Alfi Yisrael, and there's another backwards nun. And in this parasha, earlier on in the parasha, you have about the Degolim, that when they traveled, which groups of Shvatim traveled together, which one traveled first. And then you have a parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu says, that tells his Shver Yisroi that we're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, why don't you come with us? And he says, I'm not going to come with you. And I don't want to come. Then it says, V'yisu Mahar Hashem, Derech Stoishis Yomim. And then it says, V'hi B'nsai Aroi. And then it says, next parasha is V'hi Yom Kimis Oinanim, that they were complaining from about the travels. And after that is the parasha of the Slav, of the where they wanted Basar, and they didn't like the Mon. That's to say the parashas. So the Gemara says, this Vadeva holds, Loimar she'ein ze mekayman. This Vahi bin Tzoya doesn't really belong here. It really belongs earlier by the Degolim. What's it doing over here in the middle? That's the new two nuns are showing it doesn't belong over here. It doesn't belong here. It's just telling that's what these two nuns are here. That this parasha really does not belong over here. And we'll see in a second what it's doing here. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rebbe Eimer, Loimar she'ein huzeh. El preisha sefer choshu b'fnei asmai. Rebbe says, no, it really does belong here. It does fit into the parasha. Because it's not so much removed from the Degolim, it's right after the parasha of telling Yisrael that we're going to Eretz Yisrael. It could fit over here. Why does it have those two nuns before and afterwards? They teach us that it's its own sefer. That means that according to Rebbe, there's not chamisha chumash Torah. There's seven chumashim. It's not called chumashim. Chumashim is the word fifth. There are seven svarim in the Torah, seven svarim. There's Bereishis, Shemois, Vayikra. Then there's Bamidbar until the parasha of Vahi bin Tzoya. You have the parasha of Vahi bin Tzoya. And then you have the rest of Bamidbar, which starts Vahi Ham Kimasoinim. That's Rabbi Shita. It has the two nuns to show. This is a parasha of Fleyatzma. Dr. Gemara, Kaman Ozla Hodom Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Om Rav Yenison. Rav Shmuel Nachmeni Rav Yenison darshins a pasuk. The pasuk starts off in Parash Mishle Chachma Bonsa Beitza. I'm not sure what I have the pasuk in front of me. But the pasuk ends off Chatzva Amudeha Shiva. The pasuk ends off Chatzva Amudeha Shiva. And what's Shiva? Pasha means the world is standing on seven amudim. But we're darshing El Shiva Sifrei Torah. This man, the Yama darshan, there are seven Sifrei Torah. Who is that like? Come on. Karevi holds that Vahi bin Tzoya is a separate parasha, separate sefer, and therefore it's seven svarim. That's come on, Karevi, like Rebbe. So the Marman Tana the Palagalel, who is the man, the Omar, who argues on Rebbe and holds that doesn't really belong here to Pesukim. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel, I see the parasha Shetayaka Mekan. La'asad Lavoi, this parasha of Yimitsai will not belong here. The cost of Mekayimba, we're going to put it in its place. And we'll see that's part of the Golem. That's where it belongs, this Pesukim of Yimitsai. Lama cost of Mekan. Why did the Torah put it here? Okay, La'havzik bin Peronius Rishoino, Le'Peronius Shnia. In order to be mafzik between the first Peronius and the next Peronius. We don't want two Peronius one after another. That's a Kitrug. The Satan could become a Katrig on Klal Yisrael, and therefore he wanted to separate the two Peronius. While the Asa Lavi, where it won't be the Yetzihara anymore, be bottled, no more Katrig, no more Satan, then we'll put the parasha back in its right place. What does it mean that Vahim B'Tzoya is between two Peronius? Which two Peronius? Zokta Gemara, Peronius Shnia, Mahi, the second Peronius we know what it is, Vahim Ham Kimisainim. The parasha is clearly Vahim Kimisainim, Rab Ozne Hashem, and it's the Mavuya there in the Rashis that they were complaining that, oh yeah, it's such a big trip and we were going so fast, it's too much for us. That's what they were complaining about, the trip. But what was the Rishonah? What was Peronius Rishonah? Peronius Rishonah It says in the pasuk Vayisu Mahar Hashem. The pasuk right before two pasukim before Vayim and Tzayir, it says Vayisu Mahar Hashem Derech Shloishes Yomim. Va'aroyim Bris Hashem Leseil Afneim. So Vayisu Mahar Hashem Vidarashim to mean Varacham Baran Chanina Shesoru Ma'acharei Hashem. They went away from Acharei Hashem. And so they want to separate two Pronius. We stuck in Vayim and Tzayir. We'll talk about that in a second. But Vayichem Akaimu, where does really Vayim and Tzayir belong? Amaravashi with the Golem belongs with the Golem. So really it belonged by the Golem when they traveled. And they that's where it belongs, Vayim and Tzayir. They put it right here to separate between Vayim Kivisayim and Vayisu Mahar Hashem. Now, what was the chait of Vayisu Mahar Hashem? The Gemara says, Shesoru Ma'achrei Hashem. What does that mean? So Rashi learns, it means the Yisavu Yisafshuf HaTaiva. It means they were complaining, L'sraim HaBasa. They want the Basa. That's what it means. That's Rashi's pshat. But the obvious question is that those psukim are after he come can assign them. So you have to say, if you're Rashi, it's like Eimuk to Mukhav Torah. Really, that's before, and this is coming to separate. That's very shvar pshat Rashi. Tosfos on top of Amud argues and says the more famous pshat that Vayisu Mahar Hashem was they were leaving Har Sinai. Now they were in Har Sinai close to a year, and they were leaving Har Sinai, and they were very excited. It says, like a kid running away from school. That was Yisrael Mahar Hashem. They were running away. Because they're running away from Har Hashem. And that was the taina on them. That was that therefore we have to separate. The pranis, you have Vayim and Tzayir in between. That is Tosis Pshat. And a lot of Hashem look like Tosis. Adkan, the Garat the Gemara about Vayim and Tzayir, Orim, Yom, Maisha. Dr. Gemara Vayta, back to the Shiloh of Matzilim Pnei Adleika. We learned in the Mishnah that Sifri Kodesh Matzilim Pnei Adleika. And we learned that it has to be mamish, a real Sifrei Kodesh. It has to be something that's mutter to read. If it's not mutter to read already, it's Machlokes, Rav Chista, Rav Huna. And we had, if it's worn out, Sefer Torah has to have at least 85 letters in order to be able to consider it, still have Kedusha Sefer Torah to save it. Because you can't just save anything you want from a fire on Shabbos, because since you've been Tereach to save it, first of all, it might be Issa of Tereach, Tirchot, and bringing it to Chatz HaShem of Ravis, and also, there's a var of Adam Bahal. If you allow someone to save them from a fire, he might come to extinguish the fire. Therefore, it's not so partial what you're allowed to save from a fire on Shabbos. So now we continue with the discussion about Sifrei Kodesh, saving Sifrei Kodesh, which are Tefillin, Sefer Torah and Tefillin, about saving Sifrei Kodesh from a fire. Hagilyonim shall save a Torah, Matsinos Mered Leiko, and Matsinos Mered Leiko. What about the Gilyonim? What about the margins. The margins of a Sefer Torah, are you allowed to be matzalit of Hedleka or not? You know, what's it again? You have a Sefer Torah anyway, it comes along. The nafkin will be is, let's say you have a Sefer Torah that the ksav was worn out, and all you left is with the margins. Are the margins have a kedusha or not? And are you saved from Hedleka or not? That's the question. Does it have a kedusha or not? Because it's service to Sefer Torah, the question has kedusha. Toshima. Let's try to bring Raya says in a Brice, a Sefer Torah Shabbalah. A Sefer Torah got worn out. Yes, but Lakash Menem Chamashoy says, if it has enough to have 85 letters, then go in Parashim Mitzayah, like the size of a Parashim Mitzayah, and you save it. If not, you don't save it. You can't save a Sefer Torah. But my, forget about the letters. Typically, because of its, of the cloth. So the cloth, you know, has the margins. So tomorrow, Bala Shani. Here we talk about the whole Sefer Torah got worn out, including the margins. All the klaf was worn out, and all was left is less than 85 letters. It's not a kosher Sefer Torah, and it's not a kedusha anymore since it's all worn out, and even the margins are worn out. So it's not a raya from here. That's why here you won't save it. Tosh Ma'aspray bringing out a raya. Sefer Torah Shenimchak, Sefer Torah got erased. This is not worn out. It's good klaf, but it got erased. If yes, with Lakash Menem Chomesh Oisiyos, if you still have 85 letters left, go to Parshas Vayim and Torah and Matzil, and you save it. From lav, if not ematzilin, by my tape of shum gillion a day. Good, there's no letters left, but you still have klaf left, so tape of shum gillion a day. So tomorrow, mokem aksav loy kamer barley. Whatever was used to be ksav in it, that's not a shayla. That's for sure not kaddish. The chi kaddish agim ksavu kaddish. Only kaddish because it had a ksav in it. Also ksav, also kaddish also. If the ksav gets erased, so the klaf that was under the ksav that was written on it, that loses kedusha. That's no shayla. Our shayla only margins that serve the letters. Kikavayle shall mylov shall mata on top of the page, under the page, between parashah, parashah, between two parashas, this extra klaf, shebein daf odaf, between column to column, shebetchila sefer, shebet sefer, beginning of sefer, you have room, and end of sefer, you have room. That's where we are clearing all the shilas of Gilyon has a Chedusha Sefer Torah, not under it. Okay, so that's true. So then the case where it got erased and it says you have to be 85 Oisios, what do you mean? You have the margins. So then why didn't you save it because of the margins? So the guy is Vishadi. Do you want to save it there where you cut off the margins? There were no margins left. And all was left is Klaf that was erased. So then you have to have 85 Oisios because there the margins are not here. And the margin was saying, it's a Shiloh, we don't have a Raya from here because maybe the case is it was cut off. Maybe it was cut off. Then we don't have a Raya yet. If margins are matzila no, play out like them. Tosh Mas just trying to bring it out right. It says in a brisa, Hagulyim shall mail shall matil gurim dar before the atop of the ksav on the bottom of the ksav, should be in parashah, parashah between two parashahs, should be in daf daf between two columns, should be tchil sefer, should be sefer sefer, the extra cloth that's beginning of a sefer and the end of a sefer. Rashi speaks out that the front is the like could they log an amud like enough to roll an amud, and the end you have to be able to roll it around the whole circle. That's how much klaf you have to leave at the beginning and the end. But like upon him, you have all this klaf extra. What does it say in this Mishnah Yadayim? It says metamim es yadayim. The halacha is we have four in the Masechta in the first parak that one of Yudches Davar, the gzeros of Shaman Hill, were that if someone touches a sifrei kodesh, he becomes tamei and he can't. If he touches truma, he makes the truma apostle. So what happens if you touch the gilyon? Shalmav shemata. It says in this Mishnah, the time is dying. See, it has kedusha. So the Gemara, no, dilma agav sefer Torah shani. The other one, a kosher sefer Torah, was not nimchak. And since the sefer Torah is kayim, if you touch it, it becomes tamei. Even if you touch the gilyon, because the gilyon becomes kosher agav sefer Torah. But our shaila is where the sefer Torah is rubbed out. And the question is, does the margins alone have a kedusha even without the sefer Torah? That's our shaila. Don't bring it right from there. Because there was a good sefer Torah, and you touch the gilyon. One more attempt as a raya. Toshima, it says in a brayso hagil yoinim v'sifrei minim, the borders and the margins of a sefer Torah and sifrei minim. That means a sefer Torah written by a min. We'll talk about minim in a second, a little more by Apikiris, or it's found at Apikiris' house according to Tosfos. Eimat still nois apnei adleika. You don't save those. You don't save the goyinim. You don't save sifrei minim. El nesraf mekayim. Let it burn. Hein vasker the same. It and its shem Hashem. My love, goyinim sefer Torah. So it's a klal raya. Gilyonim sefer Torah, let it burn. You don't save it. So when law, you go yoinim sifrei minim means this. You read it. Yoinim of the sifrei minim, let it burn. Right? The Gemara has the sifrei minim gavayu. The actual sefer Torah of the minim, you let it burn. Eimat siyam, you don't save it. Gilyonim, but you have to tell me the margins. Hachkama the sifrei minim are gilyonim. Sifrei minim are like gilyonim. They are like the margins of itself. And therefore, you burn those. That's why it's like, Gilyon means it's like empty papers. There's never written on nothing. And therefore, you let it burn. That's what it means. So, at the end of the day, we have no raya to regular margins. And I in the Rambam and Riff, how we pass it. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, Argamar obliged by a Sophic if margins have a Kedusha of Matzilim or not Matzilim. So now we'll go back to the Minim. Gufa. We just learned in the Braisa. Hagilyonim, it's actually a Tesefta. Hagilyonim, Sifrei Minim, Eimat Silim, Eisvered Leika. Gilyonim, which means Shel Sifrei Minim, Eimat Silim, Eisvered Leika. Now, what is a min? So, a min, loosely touched, a min is Apikiris. The Ritva over here says, min is Metalmide Yitzre Haneshu. This is Yitzre Haneshu. And it says over there, That's what min stands for. Mem yud nun is metamide yetzer neshu. That's what it is. It's oisayish. That's the talmidim of oisayish. They are apikarsim. Now, according to Rashi, it sounds like they wrote the sefer Torah themselves. It says Rashi says mishamodim levayzar v'kosul lehem tayra neviim uksuvim ksav ashuras loshan akaris. They wrote a kosher sefer Torah, but they wrote it themselves. Tosfos says that's pashut, that would be chayim sreif if they wrote it themselves. Tosfos says it was found by the minim. That's what Tosfos learns. Makapodim, either way, we're talking about sifrei minim that were found by the galachim. They wrote it or they have it. So the Talikam says, eimat zinos me'ad leka. That means you're not allowed to go ahead and burn it or ma'avid it be a dayim, but if there's a fire, you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi Omer, b'choyel koydes askar shavem. In the weekday, you cut out the Hashem Hashem, the goyin zom that you bury, b'ashar soifim, the rest you burn. So it means in the weekday holds that what you do is you have to burn the sefer Torah. You just cut out the Hashem Hashem and you burn it. Omer Rav Tarfin, akapeach esveni. He says on himself a klala that he will he will hurt his children if it's not true. And he said, this is true what I'm going to say. Should be a yadi. If this came to my hand, say Torah, should he esr faysim ve'es askarashvim? I'll burn the whole thing to the whole thing down. No problem by hand. Shafilo adam roidav acharav lahargai. Even if someone runs after someone to kill him, but nachash rosh lakisha or a snake is running after him to bite him, nichas beis avayzara. You let it run into a base avayzara, a house of avayzara, a house of worship. But v'stova in nichas b'tayim shalayu should not work into these minim's houses. Why? Shalom ma'kirim. These minim, they recognize Hashem. V'kayfer m'stola kayfer. V'alalu the people of avayzara they're goyim. They don't know anything. In ma'kirim v'kayferim. It says on these minim, it says in the pasuk, "Va'achri hadeles, va'achri hadeles va'mezuzah samta zuchenecha." You put your zuchenecha, you put what you knew behind the delos. You knew it, but you threw it away, and therefore they're worse. They're worse. Mishmal says a similar thing to Rav Tafan. Mishmal kavachaymer. Hashem says he allows his name to be erased in water. Halalu, these people, his minim, shmatilim kinav ve'eva v'sachras, they make hatred. Ben Yisrael, avim shemayim chas shalom. Halachas kam v'kama, they cause all these averes. Of course, he allowed to destroy their sefer Torah. Halayim on these people, Amar David, alem esanecha Hashem esna. Hashem says, the people who hate you, I hate. And Muskoy Mecha, the people stand up, connected you, connected Hashem, I will fight with them. Tachlis sinas and aisim loyim mayoli. I hate them with the tachlis. And then the bride stands off, because shame, shame, atzil nois b'nayad leiko. Just like you don't save it, b'nayad leiko. On Shabbos, according to Rashi, as they read it, shame, shame, atzil nois b'nayad leiko. Kach im atzil nois b'nayad leiko. Apoilis v'nayad mayim loyim medaba hama abdon. Even in the weekdays of Rashi, you don't save it from apoilis, or from Mayim, or from Adava Ma'avda. You don't say it in the weekday either. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos learns, it means on Shabbos. They don't say Dafka Dleika, it can't be Matzlit, because if you lay him to Matzlit, he'll come to extinguish the fire. But even in the other type of Hatzalos, even there is no Chshash, you're also not allowed to save it. And that's going to point to Rabbanim, because according to Rab Tarfon, it's possible if you're Rab Tarfon, you let it burn up your Yadayim. We're saying here, even according to Rabbanim, hold that there's an Indian to save it, just you're not Matzilim Pnei Adleika because of Shabbos and whatever. Here you can't be matzalit either for all the things or so. You're not matzalit either. But according to Tarfon, you have to burn up your dime, so of course you're not matzalit. So this whole last line is going to the Tanna Kamma, who says that ain't matzalit b'nei adleika. You would think maybe all the things I should save it, or if you're actually, I think in the weekday I save it, kamash lon, you don't even save it in the weekday. You don't save it in the weekday. You don't have to put any effort into saving it. So the more about the Boimrei Rabbi Yisim Barachonim Ravo Hani Sifri the Be'avidon, the place where they used to have like debates between the Yidden and Goyim was called the place Be'avidon, and in this place they used to have like Sifrei Kodesh to check up when you're having a debate with a Galach, you have to like look up the sources. So they had there Sifrei Kodesh there. So Shaila is, those Sifrei Kodesh have kedusha or not? So the question is Matzilos Be'adleika or Matzilim, and what's the Shaila? Either the Shaila is, you know, we're not sure who wrote it. Did the Galachim write it or not? Or the Shaila is, another Shaila is, are those people who have debates, are they considered minim or not? That's not outside. And therefore, it's a Shaila over here, those forum that are in the debate house, in the debating house, that those Be'avidom, is it called Sefer Kodesh or not? So in Velav, he said, you should say, yes, no, Velav, you are, they wasn't sure. So the Rav used to not go v'chlal to Be'avidom. He tried to get out of it, and the reason is he was dangerous. He was scared that he could get killed over there. The Kolshik and Be'nitzvi, Pasha didn't go to Beis Avayazar. That's for sure he didn't go to. Shmuel Be'nitzvi also didn't go to Beis Avayazar. But even as he went there, Omer Rava, the Galach went and told Rava, my time will you ask Be'avidom. Why don't you come to Be'avidom, you know, to debate with us sometimes? Omalu, I can't get there. Diklu plan yeika borcha. There's a big tree in the way, and I could trip on it. I don't want to go there. Rashi is just trying to get out of it. But cautiously, it's very hard for me. So they told him, no problem, Nekri, we'll take it out. We'll take out the tree. No, so he said, no, duchta cautiously. There'll be a big hole there, and I can't walk by there. He's just trying to get out of it. He didn't want to go. Marba Yisuf, I know me now, I know. I'm very good with them. You know, I know them very well. I'm not scared of them. I go debate them. I'm not scared. Zimlechad also wanted and went and boiled the skuna. He got into a matzav of sakana and they wanted to kill him. So he saw that, you know, you gotta keep away.